The weekend storm that brought rain and wet snow to the region has pushed off to the northeast. This morning, an Arctic front crossed through the region, and that is opening the door to a very cold air mass that will be with us right on through the week. Temperatures have been dropping through the day. In fact, the high temperature occurred in the pre-dawn hours. Albany actually hit a high of 37 degrees very early this morning. By the time sunrise came around, it was about 32 degrees, and the temperatures have been falling through the 20s, and now we're starting to dip into the teens as we move towards sunset. Additionally, the wind has been quite gusty. That northwesterly wind has gusted at times up over 25 miles per hour, and that's making this already cold air mass feel even colder. And we've also had a few scattered snow showers and flurries and even some snow squalls around through the day. The trend will be for the snow showers to wind down shortly as a little ridge comes in tonight, and that should also tend to clear the sky for a period of time. And it's going to be a cold night as temperatures fall back into the single digits above and below zero in most locations. During the day tomorrow, we'll start off with some sunshine, but clouds will come back into the picture. A little weak clipper-type system will push in from the west, and that could bring a few flurries or even a period of light snow, especially tomorrow afternoon. The system doesn't have a great deal of moisture, but the air mass will be cold, so the snow might fluff up a bit. So plan for at least a minor accumulation of snow late tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening. Temperatures tomorrow will be cold, running mainly in the teens and 20s. New Year's Eve will be cold, with temperatures falling into the single digits and teens. New Year's Day looks to be generally pretty dry, at least early on, but there will be a chance for some snow showers in western areas, especially due to some lake effect snow. And potentially later in the day, we could see some snow showers reach even the Hudson Valley. And the focus then turns to the storm potential Thursday and Friday. There's certainly the threat for a prolonged snow event as we head towards the end of the week. It could be a significant snowstorm for us, depending upon the track of the storm and where all the pieces of energy come together. So that's something we will monitor over the next few days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Mostly clear to partly cloudy and cold tonight, low in the single digits above and below zero, some teens below zero in the coldest locations. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of light snow, high in the teens to around 20. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville, mostly clear to partly cloudy and cold tonight, with lows in the single digits above and below zero, some teens below zero in the coldest locations, mostly cloudy with a chance of light snow tomorrow, high in the teens to around 20. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy and cold, low 8 to 14. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of flurries, high 26 to 32. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, mostly clear to partly cloudy and cold tonight, low in the single digits. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of light snow or flurries, high in the lower to mid-20s. On Wednesday, variably to mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers mainly west of Albany, highs in the teens and 20s. Mostly cloudy with snow likely on Thursday, with highs in the single digits north, teens for the capital region to around 20 south. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.